This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Later on in the day, you had the Missouri Tigers taking on Vanderbilt in Nashville. We said on Friday that, hey, Vandy, they're on the bubble. This is a game where they go and beat a top 25 team.
Vandy
locked themselves in. Well, that's exactly what they did. They went 97-93. Overall, there was more reasons for just one. But simply put, the whole debate, foul up three, don't foul up three, came back to bite Missouri in the ass in this game. They did not foul up three, and that's...
And they hit a three, and then it went to overtime, and they got rolled there.
And so the Missouri Tigers were outscored by four in overtime, and that's why they lost 97-93, obviously. And so they're now 1-2 since I feel like everybody locally, nationally, all started giving them the love. Like, oh, wow, this is a team. Maybe this is the year. I compared them to the 08-09 Elite Eight team that Missouri had in that year.
I told you I thought Sweet 16 needed to be the new standard of expectation.
And I still think it is. And that part I still think, like, getting out of the first week, and that doesn't change just because they're 1-2. They lost to Vandy, who's going to be now, we agree.
A tournament team.
And a tournament team. But I do think they're going to look back at this loss in particular, and maybe the 1-2 stretch, that if they get to the second weekend, Cody, they might be playing number one seed Auburn or Duke or Houston, whoever you think the one seeds are. We know Auburn and Duke will be, and most people think they're the two best teams clearly in the country. There's a gap after them. That's the difference of going on a deep run or not. You, of course, want to avoid the number one seeds as long as possible, and now Lenardi at least projects them as a five seed. Maybe they can move up if they have a good SEC tournament, although there's no double bye happening now, it looks like, because of the loss to Vandy. So their path to going on that deep run got a lot tougher now.
In a vacuum, a road conference loss against a tournament team, there's no real shame in that, right? Like, I mean, it's fine.
It's not a bad loss. It's just going to hurt you.
It's a perfectly acceptable loss almost any other conditions. The troubling trend for me here is not just that, like you mentioned, they've lost two in a row or whatever, or lost two out of the last three because they beat South Carolina.
Yeah, they're 1-2.
Squeeze game. Is that over their three out of their last four games, they have allowed 98, 92, and 97 points. All two of those were losses. One was a win against Alabama in which they scored 110. But right now they're playing this game is that if they don't just shoot the lights out, and they're one of the best offensive teams in the country, but if they don't just shoot the lights out, they're running into these troubles where they cannot stop. They got out-rebounded. They're getting beat up inside. All the easy bucket stuff. It's like that stuff that's been absolutely killing Missouri. And to your point, we looked up the stats. I don't want to give them to you again. There is a huge swing between 3, 4, 5, and 6 seeds. Like, I mean, you start, like, and specifically, Gold, as you pointed out, once you start getting to 6, and, like, you start getting to that range, well, then you might as well just, like, the odds you get into the Sweet 16 are below 50%. It's more like 25% chance. You're going to have a really difficult second-round game. And the way I view Vanderbilt is, that's the exact, if you're a 5 or 6 seed, that's the exact kind of team you're going to see in the second round. A team of that talent, of that caliber, that's exactly what you're going to go up against or exactly like what you saw in some of these most recent games, and you're struggling to beat them right now. So it's harder to see it go down like that. They're not totally out of whack. They just can't play defense.
Let's say they win the first round and then they lose to the five. They beat the 12, they lose to the 4.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a failure of a trip.
Where the season was, I think it is. Like, I understand just seeding to seeding, maybe not, Drew. But you also got to think about, like, if you're Missouri, and maybe this will change, right? Maybe they'll continue to go this over time. When you are a team that gets there less frequently it is your job, I feel like, sometimes to go further.
Yeah, you have like less opportunities to get there. I hear you. The expectation has changed, but it is still a program that went winless in SEC play.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's not a fireable offense if he loses. I mean, hell, if they lose in the
first... Oh, nobody's saying that.
If they lose in the first...
He might be the National Coach of the Year this year. It's like up to him or Kelsey over at Louisville, basically, might be, or May up at Michigan might be the three Coach of the Years.
I mean, if they lose in the first round, it's not a failure. It is. March Madness, it's the 12s. It happens all the time.
It doesn't matter. You're in year four as a head coach. You've been to the NCAA tournament one time. You made it to the second round in that one and then lost to a lower seeded team.
The expectation
losing in the first round is a loss.
The expectation should still be for Missouri to get out of the first weekend. Does it mean the season was a failure? No. I to your point, Drew, no. I don't think the entire season was a failure for Missouri if they didn't make it to the Sweet 16. I would say with all the talk and the noise and the confidence and everybody puffing their chests and all that, yeah, it's a rough look if you don't get out of the first weekend now based on the year that you've had.
Well, I mean, the tournament three times in the last 12 years. It'll be four in 12 years once they make it here in a couple of weeks, which obviously they will and should. But it's like, you're only making it once every 4 years at Missouri. And Dennis Gates would have been doing it at a much higher rate than that. Konzo Martin only did it twice, and he had two more years than Dennis Gates would. And obviously Kim Anderson and the last year Frank Haith made it zero. So, like, they need to get back. They used to be, and I like, Drew, you haven't watched this.
I remember
they used to be a 5 out of every 7 year tournament team.
Yes.
Right? Like, and I know they haven't made a Final Four. We can make the Missouri. There's no reason.
I remember when they were the 2 seed and they lost to whoever it was, Norfolk State.
Norfolk State, yes.
They're in a conference powerhouse. They're in the single most stable conference in all of college athletics. They have to be a tournament team regularly and extend past the first day regularly moving forward if they want to get back to what they were.
Well, so, I think to your guys' point, though, the way that they've played this year and how they've given up so many points, I don't think we can say, and the way the tournament goes all the time, if they lose to a 12, I don't think you can say it's that surprising. Like, should they lose? Absolutely not. But if they lose to a 12 and they give up 85 points to a 12 seed, we've seen it all season long from them.
Well, yeah, it would be very Missouri for them to be bounced in the first game after all the talk and having a chance at one point to be having a chance at one point to be a 3 seed. They're not going to be that. They have a chance still to maybe be a 4. Lenardi, I just pulled it up. His latest bracketology has Missouri as the 18th. You know, team, right? So 5 seed, right, is what we're talking about. They have them as a 5 seed based off of that. They're in the same company as a Clemson, a Maryland, and an Oregon. The 4 seeds currently are Arizona, A&M, Purdue, and Kentucky. They had a chance a week ago. We were all thinking, man, they're gonna be a 4 or a 3 if their thing goes really well. They need to now make sure they don't fall any further than a 5.
Just try to stay at a 5.
Got to stay at a 5. And if you're wondering, just the other locals, obviously K-State not in the field. Kansas is a 8 seed, I believe, on a couple of the bracketology sites that fell from a 6 to an 8, depending on what happens tonight, which they're massive underdogs on the road.
How big
at Houston? I think 12.5 is what I saw. I could be wrong.
God, I mean, just in all the years Hold on, you do not see that very often.
I actually think I'm low. I think that's wrong. I think it's even higher.
It's more.
Hold on. Yeah, I think I'm way off, actually. Let's see. Oh, 9.5.
Oh, wow.
So we weren't far off. It's actually less. 9.5.
It's really difficult to... You can say a season's disappointing, but it's really difficult the way that things go in March Madness for it to just completely change your opinion on what a head coach
is
doing.
That's what we've done for casual fans.
Hell, Scott Drew lost as a 3 seed to a 14 seed a couple years ago, and then he won a national title. I know it's different, but... Scott Drew coached for a long time at Baylor.
Yeah.
And he was really good.
I think
has been really good.
And I think if we're having an honest assessment, then yes, the regular season should quote unquote matter and all this. I think for the very casual, the masses, that is what March Madness is meant for. People judge you. That's the way the sport has been built up now. You're judged on what you do in March. That, fair or not, what you do in December, like, it sucks if you're a coach, but what you do in December, it doesn't matter. It just does in January. This is not a MUK, UK State thing. This is for everybody. What you do in March, the way the sport is now, everybody bases, whether it was success or failure, off of March. That's just what the sport has become. And I'm not even saying it's like a bad thing, because that first weekend of March is incredible. I cannot wait here coming up in 2.5 weeks or whatever it is when we get it. But that's what the sport has become now. Like, that big win in February doesn't mean jack, you know what? Did you win on Friday of the NCAA tournament? Did you win on that Sunday?
Yeah.
And I'll just be honest, college basketball, like, I don't even think that's a bad way. I've told you, I think people are too, like, championship crazed in some other sports. I actually don't think that's a bad way to judge basketball. What do you want me to do? Be like, you did it. You did it, Dennis. Way to finish fifth in the SEC. I'm not even saying it's a bad year, but like, what a sad thing to praise as an accomplishment.
I mean, that's a huge step in the right direction for his program. Yeah, absolutely.
But talking about, that's a different conversation than individual season success. Totally agree that it's a huge step for his program. The fact that he would be in the NCAA tournament two of his first 3 years and he didn't let one really bad year derail any of it's all awesome. But like, individual accomplishment wise, when we're judging these seasons, it's like, we talking Missouri over the long haul or Missouri this season? Missouri in the long haul, they lose in the first round. Drew, okay, yeah, I'm with you. I still feel good. If they keep getting back to NCAA tournaments, they'll have a good run. Missouri in the short run, it's just a point they can't lose day one.
It's weird how we now, and again, this is just how the sport is made up. It's like we're almost more critical of the team that loses the first game of the NCAA tournament, and we make our jokes versus the team that's not even in the damn field. I'm in this example, yes, that would be K-State.
It's like Chiefs playoff stuff, and I was talking about Tom Brady losing in a wild card round.
It's weird though, like because the way the sport is, like, and it's just the on the radar for everybody, but just. You lose on the Friday of the NCAA tournament. Like, oh my gosh, you lost to the 12th seed. And we act like that was worse than the team that finished with 17 wins that didn't even play any postseason basketball. That's backwards to me, but that's how I feel like the conversation goes with all these teams.
Well, because, okay, if they, let's say they beat the 12 and then they lose to the 14 who beat the, or the 13 who beat the 4. What are we going to say then? Because maybe that
expectations can change throughout the tournament, though. I will say that. Like, if if the path opens up, we've talked about this with Kansas multiple years before. The path
Kansas
opens up.
They got the double seed. Like,
the path opens up. You don't apologize for the path opening up. Great. Take advantage of it, though. Like, all of a sudden, like, yes, that other team is clearly playing really good basketball because they upset a top team as well. But, yeah, the expectation can clear. If all of a sudden you make it to the second weekend and I tell you the number one seed is out and you don't have to play the one seed, my expectation might now be for you to make it to the Elite Eight. Like, that's just, it's not fair, I'll admit, but that's how we,
I think it's reasonable.
I know, but I don't think, it's not a... It's only a disappointing thing. There's nothing that I don't think you can take anything from. Well, they beat a 12 seed and they lost to a 13 who ended up making the Elite Eight. You can't say anything other than, oh, that was disappointing. Hey, it was March Madness and March is always mad. That's just the way that it goes. You just chalk it up to it.
I guess I think there's a difference between
depends on coaches too, because you know,
yeah, moving the goalposts where you are in your coaching career. Yeah,
because some coaches. Self, you know, back when they were all around, Coach K and Roy Williams, like it was. Nobody
in the first round
is, you know, nobody cares. Now, if you're a young coach, yeah, you get a tournament win, get a second tournament win. Eventually, 5 years from now, we're saying, oh, he hasn't won the big tournament game like that. There's levels to it throughout your career.
Yeah, totally agree. It was
I'm excited, though, for a couple weeks, guys.